Title: Late Night Emotional Jungle Writing Masterclass Using Arrangement View Intermediate. All right, welcome in. This is an intermediate Ableton Live composition lesson, and the mission tonight is very specific. We're writing Late Night Emotional Jungle in Arrangement View. Not loop for an hour and hope it becomes a song. We're doing story first, momentum first, and we'll use automation and edits to make the track feel alive. Think nostalgic, cinematic, and a little gritty. Chopped breaks that swing. Warm sub weight that doesn't fight the drums, melancholic pads that feel like rain on a window, and a vocal hook that hits like a memory fragment. Before we touch anything, here's the mindset. Arrangement view is your screenplay. Each section has a foreground, a midground, and a background. Foreground is your break and your hook element, like the vocal or a lead. Midround is pads and stabs that explain the harmony. Background is noise, vinyl, distant effects, little atmosphere. If your drop feels crowded, 9 times out of 10 it's because you accidentally have two foregrounds battling each other. So we're going to be intentional. Step 0. Session setup. Fast and organized. Set your tempo to 168 BPM. Anywhere from 165 to 170 works, but we'll live at 168. Go to arrangement view and set your loop brace to 8 bars. This is huge for speed. We're going to build in chunks, then zoom out and stitch the story together. Now create and group your tracks. Make a drums group with break main. Break layer optional, kick optional, snare or clap optional, and hats or shuffle. Then a bass group with sub, and an optional res or low mid. Then a music group, pads, chords or stabs, lead or texture. Then a vocal group, then an FX group. Set up 2 returns, return A for a big reverb, return B for a delay. On return A, use hybrid reverb in a hall algorithm, long decay like 4 to 7 seconds, low cut around 250 Hz so it doesn't muddy the mix. High cut around 9K so it stays nighttime and soft. Wet at 100% because it's a return. On return B, use echo. Try 1/8 or dotted 1/4. Feedback around 25 to 40%. Filters on. Wet 100%. Quick bonus coach move. Drop 1 or 2 reference tracks into your project right now. Put them on an audio track. Turn warp off. Pull them down to around -10 to -14 dB and add a few locators like intro tone. First drop impact, breakdown emotion, second drop variation. You're not copying. You're checking density and contrast while you arrange, so you don't get lost in your own loop. Cool. Now we write. Step 1. Choose a break and make it late night. Drag in a classic style break. Amen style, think, anything in that family. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. If it gets too clicky or chattery, try preserve in 1/16 instead. Now, create your main break groove, duplicate it out to fill 32 bars. This is the foundation for drop 1. Don't overthink it. We want a canvas. On break main, put drum bus. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15%. Boom around 20 to 35%. And if it helps, aim the boom frequency around 50 to 70 Hz. Damp around 20 to 40% to control brightness. After drum bus, put EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz just to clear inaudible rumble. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. And if you want that night tone, do a gentle high shelf down 1 to 3 dB above 10K. Not mandatory, but it can instantly make it feel like 2 AM instead of noon. Now the crucial jungle part. Humanize the pocket. Open the groove pool. Pick a swing or shuffle groove. MPC-ish vibes work great. Apply it to your break clip at about 30 to 60%. Subtle. You want roll, not wobble. If it starts sounding drunk, you went too far. Now an arrangement move for the intro. Filter automation. Add auto filter on the break. LP12 resonance around 10 to 20%. In the intro, automate the cutoff from roughly 400 Hz up to about 8 to 12K over 16 bars. That opening is your curtain rising. Step 2. Emotional harmony. Pads and chord movement. Late night jungle lives in minor keys with gentle movement. It's not about fancy jazz chords. It's about voicing, texture, and how it evolves across sections. Create a pads MIDI track. Use wave eatable. Start simple. Oscillator 1 is a sine or triangle or basic shapes. Oscillator 2 slightly detuned, like 7 to 15 cents, and lower its volume. Low pass filter, maybe LP24. Cutoff around 1.2 to 3K. Add chorus ensemble subtly. And send it to that big reverb return. Pick a key. Let's use F minor. Write a simple 4-chord loop. F minor, D flat major, E flat major, back to F minor. Now here's what makes it emotional. Smooth voicings. Use inversions so the notes move minimally. When your pad voice leading is calm, The break can go wild, and it still feels controlled and cinematic. Arrangement trick. In the intro, high pass the pads with auto filter HB12 around 200 to 400 Hz. You're reserving the low end for the sub later, and it makes the drop feel like the room suddenly gets bigger. And start thinking automation like performance, not mixing. Prioritize automating. Pad filter cutoff, slowly rising into drops. Reverb send, higher in breakdown, lower in drops. And then one spotlight parameter per section, like echo feedback on a vocal tail, or drum bus drive on a fill. One memorable motion beats five subtle ones. Step 3. The sub that hugs the break, not fights it. Make a sub MIDI track. Use operator. Oscillator as a sign. Keep it clean. Add saturator for a bit of audibility and glue. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. At EQ 8, if needed, low pass around 120 to 180 Hz, depending on how many harmonics your saturation adds. And cut below 25 to 30 Hz so you're not wasting headroom. Now write a bass line that locks with the break. Emotional jungle bass is often simple sustained notes with rhythmic gaps. Gaps are part of the emotion. Let the track breathe. Start with a one or two note motif, root and fifth, or root and minor seven. And create push-pull with note lengths and velocity. Sidechain for clarity. Put a compressor on the sub. Enable sidechain. Choose break main as the input, or kick if you're using a separate kick. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 140 milliseconds. You're aiming for 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. The sub should breathe, not vanish. Arrangement move. Mute the sub in the intro. Tease it for 2 bars before the drop, maybe low passed, then full weight right at the drop. Quick coach note. Keep your low-end decisions visual and objective. Put spectrum on the sub, on the break, and on the bass group. If your break has heavy energy below about 70 Hz, it will pretend to be bass and your sub will feel unstable. Even a gentle cleanup below 30 Hz on the break can make your entire low end feel more confident. Step 4. The hook. Vocal chops as memory fragments. Create a vocal audio track. Drop in a short phrase or one shot. Warp mode to complex pro for vocals. Chop it into 3 to 6 pieces. Just slice audio and rearrange. Place them as call and response over the first 8 bars of drop 1. Processing chain. EQ 8 first. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz. Tame harshness around 3 to 6K if it bites. Then a gentle saturator, 1 to 3 dB. Add echo, 1/8 dotted works great. Low feedback, and send it to the reverb return. But here's the move. Automate the reverb send mostly on the last syllable of a phrase. That last syllable bloom is what makes it haunting. It feels like the sound is disappearing down the hallway. If you want to go further, you can make the vocal feel more fragmented memory by adding a tiny bit of redux, very light, and maybe an auto filter with a small envelope, so each chop has a little pluck and shape. In drop 2, recontextualize the vocal. Reverse one chop, pitch one down 3 or 5 semitones. Or gate it rhythmically so it's more percussive. Same vocal, new meaning. Step 5. Compose an arrangement view using energy blocks. We are not polishing 8 bars forever. We are laying out the whole story, fast. Add locators right now. Intro 16 bars starting at bar 1. Drop 1 32 bars starting at bar 17. Breakdown 16 bars starting at bar 49. Drop 2 32 bars starting at bar 65. Outro 16 bars starting at bar 97. Now build the intro, bars 1 through 16. Pads are high-passed, wide, quiet. Break is filtered and opening up over time. Add a texture layer, like vinyl or hiss ambience, low volume. In the last 2 bars, add a snare build or a break fill. If you want a quick riser, make white noise in wave eatable. Automate the filter opening and the reverb send rising. Now drop 1, bars 17 through 48. Full break. Sub enters cleanly on bar 17. Vocal hook appears in the first 8 bars, then back off so it doesn't become wallpaper. Add a simple stab on offbeats. Light, not cheesy. A good stab setup. Load a short stab into simpler. Use the filter and a short decay envelope so it's tight. And add auto pan very subtly for movement. Now breakdown. Bars 49 through 64. This is emotional lift plus tension. Remove the sub. Keep pads and a vocal tail. Bring the break down to ghost hits by high-passing it and lowering the volume. Increase reverb here, then do the snap-dry move right before drop 2. That contrast is the drug. If you want a quick emotional cheat in the breakdown, borrowed chord, in a minor key, briefly lean into the major Roman 4. In F minor, that's D-flat major. Try D-flat at 9, let it bloom with reverb, then snap back to darkness at the drop. Now drop 2, bars 65 through 96. Heavier, darker variation. This doesn't mean louder. It means denser in a controlled way. Add a second brake layer or a hat loop quietly for speed. Add more edits. One bar fills every 8 bars. Consider an optional low mid reese layer, but keep it low. This is support. If you make a reese in wavy-dable, two saws, detune 10 to 25 cents, low pass around 300 to 900 Hz, saturate a bit, then EQ to cut mud in the 200 to 400 range. Keep it tucked. If it starts sounding like a different genre, it's too loud. And here's an advanced variation trick. Make two personalities of the same break without adding new drums. For drop 1, a cleaner version, less saturation, slightly brighter top. For drop 2, a grimier version, more drum bus drive, slightly darker, maybe a touch more room. It reads like a new kit even though it's the same loop. Then outro, bars 97 through 112. Remove hook elements. Keep groove for DJs. Break plus minimal pad tail. Filter down and reduce density. And don't just fade out. Keep one emotional element evolving. Maybe the pad shifts inversion slowly, same chord different voicing. Or the vocal gets more distant with an increasing high cut and reverb send. Intentional afterglow. Step 6. Jungle edits. Make the break speak. This is the difference between DNB with a loop and jungle. Every 8 bars, add a fill. Duplicate the last bar of the break. Chop into 8th or 16th slices. Rearrange 2 to 5 hits. Don't overdo it. One good edit is a signature. Add micro stops. A quarter beat of silence right before a downbeat can make the next hit feel massive. Use it sparingly, like punctuation. If you want a tape stop vibe, keep it tasteful. You can automate clip transposition or warp markers for a quick slowdown feel, or print an effect if you have a dedicated device. The key is, one dramatic moment beats constant gimmicks. Coach move. Commit early with print and edit. Once your main break loop feels right, freeze and flatten a copy or resample it to audio. Then do your edits on the printed audio. That stops endless tweaking and makes your choices feel intentional. Step 7. Glue and dynamics. Fast mix decisions that help composition. On the drums group, an EQ to clean unnecessary lows, then glue compressor with a 3 to 10 millisecond attack. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, aiming for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Then maybe a light drum bus if needed. This audio version is shortened for playback.